Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody to help me just declare that tonight.
Ignite my fire, Lord.
Yes, come on.
I want to burn for you.
Yeah.
Consume me.
Somebody
somebody who's desperate for him tonight, begin to cry out from the bottom of your heart. Somebody begin to raise it up. We cry.
Who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Elect, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophet, deacons, to the evangelism team, the mothers, the praise team, to the intercessors, youth, to our men, ADM Frontline, to our women team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, Germany, India, Egypt, Laos, Australia, Africa, Kenya, South Africa. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that month. And then Mari Clay. Oh, yes. On this morning, as we bow down and come before the throne of Almighty God, giving him the praise, giving him the thanks, the honor and the glory, and worshiping his holy name. For you see, it was God that touched you and I this morning with his finger of love, started us on our way. Gave us the activities of all of our lives. And as we look around on this fabulous Friday morning, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything, everything is totally and fitly into place on this morning for you and for me. Good morning. Good morning. Michael Jackson.
Who's the head of my life?
Amen.
And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, each and every one of the mothers in ADM ministry. First of all, I just want to thank God for life, health, and strength. Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne once more, bow down with humble heads, God, just telling you thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, just for another day's journey. God, we thank you, God, for touching us this morning, God, and giving us life in our body once more in the name of Jesus, God. So we just say thank you, God. This morning, God, I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God. that you allow to see this day just begin to rise and shine and give God the glory, God. We thank you for all things, God. We lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, God. Even the mental attention this morning, God. The foster home this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we won't forget our youth, God. We lift them up to you daily, God, that you shield and protect them, God. God, keep their mind stayed on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. And all of their footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning for all things, God. You didn't have to give us life this morning, God, but you did, God. And that's because of your love and kindness and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for being in the number one more time by the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up every man's vessel that it is today, God. We lift them up to you, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them mighty, God, that you save and fill them with your Holy Ghost, God, that you begin to use them for your glory, God, that they'll stand a man of standing. See, go to Boshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lead them and guide them, Lord, by standing of Boshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Save and deliver and set the captain free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, God, we can't do nothing by ourselves, God, about shake, God, but it only takes you in the name of Jesus, God. We realize this morning we could do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So, God, this morning we ask you that you change the atmosphere, God. You ship, in the name of Jesus, out of our son, God, we ask that you touch every radio line, every computer this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask that you deliver somebody this morning in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you be a provider for somebody this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning we lift up every single woman that it is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask that you touch it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, the one standing somewhere with her head bowed down, wondering how she's going to feed her children, God, when the man have left off and left her. Oh, but this morning I tell you, young lady, God is a maker, God. If you just let go and let God, he will come in like nothing before, God. We thank you this morning about that. I ask that you take care of those babies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make a way for her this morning, God. Oh, God. Once more, to you, God, the pimps, the one that used drugs, God, the alcoholic of our son, now, the one that addicted to cigarettes, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you that break every stronghold in their life, God. Break it in the name of Jesus, God. Let your anointing come in, God. Fix it for them, God. God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every leader that lives this morning, God. Let them be a strong people, God, in the mighty way of Jesus, God. In the kingdom of God, let them stand like never before, God. Oh, God, we need you, God, like never before, God. I ask you this morning, God, go into the homeless place, God. Oh, God, touch my eyes like never before. Let them realize that if this don't have to be a permanent thing, you can bring them out. If they allow you to bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning, God. We pray for liberty, God, this morning. Peace is about time to the book. Truly love like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to take us to rest of people, God, with your Holy Ghost, God. Come forward in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We need you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, keep us clean and through the word of God. Oh, God, God, let us begin to just lay everything out of our sight before your feet, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let you work every situation out, God. Be a mind regulator for us, God. Creating us a clean heart like never before, and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. And let us begin to separate ourselves out of our sight, all from our filthiness equal of our sight. This morning of our sight, oh God, hide of our sight. God, let us hear your voice, and let us begin to just say yes, Lord. I hear you this morning. Yes to your will, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. I lift this nation up, God, in the name of Jesus, out of our son, of God. Oh, yes, Lord, the nation even needs you, God. They may not believe it, but they need you, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, I lift up every marriage that it is out of my Sunday. I pray, God, that you still shield and protect marriage in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that we'll pray like never before. Every marriage out of my Sunday and keep our vows for the most, God, honest and clean before the Almighty God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. Let us just run and not look back. In the name of Jesus, God, don't let us look back in none of our car. Give it up our son of the bullshit, God. Let us run in the night of the bullshit, God. Help us forward this morning, God. Even with our mouth, please, God. Oh, God of the bullshit, God. When you begin to put your words in our mouth, God, let us begin to open it up, God, like a trumpet and cry out in the name of Jesus, God, that the nation can hear. The oak under the bullshit. It's all about God and not ourselves, God. It's not about titles of our Sunday, but it's about you, God, this morning of Wakanda. Oh, God, let us take heed to what we do and say, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning of Wakanda. We pray, God, that you continue to walk this earth, God, in the Wakanda. Shake it, Lord, the hand of the Moshe. Shake this morning, God. Shake, God, that you begin to wake your people up out of this city, God, that they'll know it's you and nobody else. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We speak strength to the body out of our time. Strength this morning like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us look to the hills this morning. Which cometh our help? Realizing all our help coming from you. No other God that we know, God. We thank you, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue rise against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, let us set out as students, God, as you, the teacher, God. Teach us, God, of the Moshe. Teach us everything we need to know about the kingdom of God. Teach us, Lord, lead us, God, in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. God, you be the glory this morning, God, and let your perfect will be done, God. God, we thank you for your presence, God, this morning, God. We just thank you, Lord. We can know the most, God. Let your perfect will be done. Yes, your perfect will this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. God, we even lift up the infants this morning, God. God, take care of those babies, God. When the mothers can't take care of them, God. Oh, hold them in your loving arms, God. Release your angels, God, of all Son of the Most. Kill them and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We pray, God, that you are raising up some young women, God, that know your name, God, that know you personally, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would bring them up, God, to being holy young women, out of our sight, knowing that to bow down before you, God, knowing how to walk before you, God, clean in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, we lift up every young man this morning, God. We realize, God, there are some young men in love with you, God. All about kind of the bullshit, God. That love you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. It about not about you, God. We ask you this morning, God. Use our youth like never before. Make a difference in the robot Sunday that they can go and tell the other youth out of bullshit, God. It was Jesus that did it. It was Jesus did it for me. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He changed my mind on the robot Sunday. He washed me in the blood of the Lamb. So I know the kind of the bullshit. I know Jesus to be a saint. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey, glory be to God. Yes, Lord, have your way this morning, God. I watched you, God. Say, what, God, in the blood of the Lamb this morning, God, save, deliver, and set in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, be a regulator for somebody's mind this morning. Somebody's mind is almost gone. Oh, God, this morning I ask that you touch the mind, God. Touch the minds in the mighty name of Jesus, out of our Sunday. A mind of Christ, bring the minds back in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, when you bring it back, huh? Oh, let them know, huh? You shall get the glory, God. Yes, they will tell somebody that you was a mind regulator for me. Jesus is a mind regulator for me. He's been a hard fixer for me, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. He's been a maywake out of nowhere, huh? When my back was against the wall, huh? He was there for me, huh? Nobody else but Jesus. How about that? Oh, God, he comes to the motion, God. I tell the people this morning, sometime in your life, something began to happen, and God will shed every toe. How about that? Because he's teaching you to lean on him. It's time to lean on Jesus. Trust in Jesus. How about that? He's the only one that loves you. truth and love, how do I kind of come from God in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. These things we ask you, my heavenly Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Thank you, Lord. Position everything in the place, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord
yes.
God, right.
Yes, Lord.
Everything on today.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Right now,
yes,
I can't
Lord.
Do it without you. So come in the midst, right? Touch
yes,
your heart.
Lord.
Touch your
heart. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Through this corporate prayer, Lord God, from the north,
Jesus.
South, east, and the west,
yes,
have
Lord.
Your perfect will and way on today. And Lord God, you make the way. And Lord, when we do, we're going to be
yes,
there.
Lord. Yes,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Well, I'd like to read a little scripture just before we bring in our apostle, amen. And it's coming out of Proverbs 16 and 7. And it reads as such: when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. So on today, God, you're all and all source will make every enemy your footstool. You don't even have to worry about it. He's there to fight your battle.
Amen.
So on today, turn it all over to him so that
Amen.
You can focus and press in
yes,
on what
yes.
God has for you.
Amen.
Now we turn this portion of the service over to our apostle and pastor, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Awesome scripture. And he didn't have a clue which way I was going or which way the Lord is taking it this morning. My God, very awesome scripture. And we're going to come back and we're going to float that scripture there as a balloon. We're going to come back and grab that scripture because it's very important, it's very appropriate for what the Lord is saying. God bless all of you. God bless families and friends. We're going to get ready to jump and dive right into it. I just thank God for, first of all, give honor to my wife, and I thank God for our ADM family and friends and internationally all over the world. Amen. Thank you for your shout outs and your tests. Amen. About different things yesterday where it was an eye opener for you. Amen. To bring understanding. That's one thing about fruits of God's spirit and different things like that. Understanding. That's one thing that God does. He brings understanding.
Okay.
And it's not so much from the person is receiving, but it's for the person that is delivering, making sure that we're delivering into a place to where as the word of God is very understandable on all different forms of level. It doesn't matter what level you're on, what type of comprehension you have or have problems with, the word of God will come into a place to where it is very understandable. Amen. Amen. Listen, we was breaking down yesterday. We was going into different things, and it really was an introduction. It started scratching the surface, basically coming into the kingdom of God, coming into the things of God, and to where your perspective of different things is going to change. It has to change because you cannot have the same perspective of a worldly perspective. When I mean a worldly perspective, you seeing and you understanding everything that is going on around you, and you interpret it. So many times we'll take the perspective or take what we consider or what we learn as trouble, or you in trouble, or the things of the world that that seems though it's not good information or it's not right information, and we'll take that and take it and apply it in the spirit, and we'll come up with some type of answer for what we're going through worldly wise and apply, my God, our worldly knowledge into the spirit realm, what it is. And we'll begin to pick and choose different scriptures. We'll begin to pick and choose different things. Well, you got to understand something. When you're in Christ, you become a new creature. Your mind, you begin to operate and function not from your brain, but from your mind. That's why the Bible talks about the mind in so many ways. It talks about renewing of your mind. It talks about this mind being in you. It talks about the mind. The mind is no organism, amen. It's not your brain. It's the spiritual part, amen, that we're dealing with the thoughts and the perspectives and different things like that. That's that piece to where you begin to hear and different things like that. Your brain, my God, deals with the function of your natural body. It sends out electric impulses. It sends out different things to interpret different movements and different things. It has the five senses going on with it. My God, taste, touch, see, and all that. Amen. So we got to understand how to function within our minds. One thing that we shared on yesterday, that when God begins to take you into a place of the kingdom, he introduced you to the kingdom. I shared you with you yesterday that so many of us, we even coming up into Christ to where our belief is not stands on what man told us or a scripture that somebody says. Amen. I believe even as a young child, I believe come from a place I have experienced, even though everyone probably told me or my parents or somebody don't told me I'm having imagination or what you're seeing is just your hallucination or all kinds of stuff. No, you're actually looking into the spirit realm. Amen. You're actually looking into and seeing different things. Why? Because the heavens was in God was introducing you to the spirit. And therefore, when salvation comes into your life, you are not second guessing or you're not coming into Christ because somebody telling you to read the scripture or you follow, you repeat after me, or you're coming into Christ because you got financial issues. You just need something to turn around. In other words, we're trying to use him as a quick fix. Amen. You're not coming into the body of Christ that way, because what's going to happen, and I shared this once before, and I'll keep uttering, because if somebody had to convince you to come to God, guess what? They got to convince you to stay with God. If somebody got to convince you to come and go to work, guess what? They got to convince you to stay in work. If somebody got to convince you to stay in a relationship, they got to keep going to convince you to stay right there. Why you got there? Why you don't need to leave? Why this? They have to keep convincing you. You're not standing on your two feet when men have to convince you of the things of God. God want to reveal who he is to you. God want to show you. That's why many of you have a lot of spiritual dreams. That's the first stage. The first stage, God begin to show you. Like I shared on yesterday, when you're looking at Noah and you're looking at these different men, Noah building an ark, and you're looking at these different men of God, they just didn't build a relationship with God at that very point. That very point, as scripture begin to talk about, as scripture begin to show and elaborate on, no, this is a relationship that God been talking to them over and over. Now it came to a real critical point, a critical point time in life or time in that world or in that time period, amen, to where they really had to depend on God. If you don't know who God is, less how critical this world may be, you're still going to be lost. Amen. You will be lost regardless of how critical the time may be. Even now, time is very critical. You want to find answers? What's going to happen? You're going to be all over the place. So we got to embrace the things of heaven.
heaven, as heaven begin to, my God, take us on a tour. Amen. I share it with you. You know, I mean, Pastor Will talked a little bit. He had a couple of spirits, couple of spiritual encounters. Amen. The way he talks about certain things that happened to him that he's seen. Amen. In the spirit realm, angels or whatever it may be, because heaven want to reveal itself to each and every one of us.
Yeah.
And that way, when you embrace God or you embrace heaven, you're not embracing him for what somebody said. You're not embracing him from a place of a book, amen, where you have people that is more into the history aspect begin to break some things down, look at some things as it was contradicting. When you don't have your encounter with God or encounter with spirit, it's nothing that no one could tell you that is going to shake your faith. It's nothing that nobody could try to show you to shake your faith. I can care less what they come and say or how they want to come and say it, because why? They cannot take the experience that you had. They can confuse you with the words, with the book, and turn this here and turn that there. Look at this right here. Going to some all kinds of encyclopedia, get some all kinds of coordinates and everything. But one thing that man or one thing that the devil cannot shake, your encounter with heaven, your experience with God, things that you've seen, things that God has dealt with, things that God has moved on, things that God has showed you, my God, for you, nobody cannot shake that. Nobody cannot come and take that away from you. Let me pause right there. Let me pause just for a second, and I'm going to pick up, and we ought to keep on running. Some of you, you have an encounter with the spirit of realm right now. You know you couldn't make it without God. You know how these bills going to get paid. You know there's no way that you, my God, was able to do what you do if it wasn't something revealing in your life. So these counters, you cannot, my God, deny that it's not no God. You cannot deny that God shall not, my God, reveal himself unto you. He is revealing us himself unto us every day, amen. But we have to have what the Spirit of God said. If you got an ear to hear what he's saying unto the church, amen. We have to develop that ear. Watch this. That's the baby stage. When a baby comes first in this world, he's curious. He's seeing everything. He's looking at different colors. My God, he's looking at different things, or he or she looking at different things all around them. They're very curious. They're exploring. My God, and as they keep growing and keep coming in age, the curiosity get even more. And after a while, they come to an age to where you begin to teach them. First thing that you begin to teach them, not the ABCs, not their colors, you begin to teach them identification. Who your daddy is, who your mama is. Say mama, say dada. You don't begin to teach them what is the word cat, what is the word dog. You begin to teach them identification, to identify who the important people that is in your life. Every child, or you have a child, that's one thing that you begin to teach them. Dad, dad, mama, say mama. Oh, no, you say dad, dad. Well, that's the same thing with God. God want to begin to teach you or want to show you who your father is. Amen. That's why we say, my God, I'm on a high level, you want to say, Jesus or Yahweh, my God, Jehovah, however, but God wants you to know that who is authority figure in your life, my God Almighty. I felt that one right there. He want to know. It's not, my God Almighty, your pastors in your fivefold area. I'm going to jump into that. They are not your authority figure. Your authority figure, they're not your actual authority figure. There's your authority figure that we govern here on earth, but they are not your spiritual authority figure. God is your spiritual authority figure. He is the one. He plays the fivefold over you to what? What Ephesians talks talks about for the upbuilding and the edification, teaching, grooming, amen, to help you to mature into the things of God. But guess what? We are not your God. No, you only have one God, one faith, one baptism. I shall not have no other God before who? Before me. And he was talking in the aspect of who? Our Lord, our Savior, our Jesus Christ. So once you begin to bring and you understand that the child understand who their daddy is, who their mama is, you know, mama, you know, daddy. How many times God been trying to reveal to us to let you know your daddy just showed up? My God Almighty, that was a praise break right there. If some of you missed it, you just missed your moment. That was a praise. How many times, my God, you get in a situation, your daddy want to let you know, I don't show it up. I'm here right now. But if we have not recognized from an adolescent stage who our daddy is, we recognize the pastor prayer. We recognize the prophet word. We recognize if I do this, things going to turn around. We recognize the scripture or what Job said or what Noah said or what Apostle Paul wrote about or what David, my God, the chief musician, wrote about. We recognize that, but I got a question. If you put the Bible and set it up and you put it on your dresser or you put it on your desk, would you recognize who God is? Amen. Keep on moving, Pastor. Amen. So once we identify, it still takes us on a tour. It takes a tour on a child. Now you begin to learn what structure. What is structure? What is structure? You don't allow a child, especially a baby, do things to harm themselves. Why? Because they don't know no better. They don't know that that electric, my God, that's an electric outlet, and that electric outlet, not only it can hurt you, but it can what? It can kill you. So even though a child might want to have issues or might want to have problems because there's certain things or there's certain things that you will not allow that child to experience or to go through, y'all hear me, my God Almighty, even though the child is going to kick up a tantrum, they won't this, they won't that, but they don't understand the risk that it might possibly get them or it could damage or it could take them up out of here. Amen? So now it puts structure in place. He put barriers in place. Same thing with the kingdom of God. He put structure in place. He put barriers in place. You might want to do something or you might want to go somewhere and God says no. It's not because he's being mean to you. It's not because the devil is want to fight you. It's not because you got an attack coming on which way and every way. It's not because heaven got structure and heaven got barriers. Heaven got things that you can and cannot do because it knows, my God, how vital or very important it is for your spiritual and also natural livelihood. It's structure in place in heaven. It's things in place. It's there to protect you. It's there to make it things easy for you. Y'all hear me, my God, this morning. It's not there to not grant you access. It's not there. Everything got to be yes. Everything got to be thrown your way. Maybe it is thrown your way, but because we interpret the natural brain with the spiritual things, we are missing, y'all about to hear me, we missing the mark, my God Almighty. And once we begin to have structure, we begin to have different things. Guess what? Every house has room. I can care if it's just a one bedroom. You got what? You got different rooms. The Bible talks about chambers. Amen. It talks about, and Jesus even talked about, in my Father's house, there are many, my God, mansions. It talks about different rooms, different access. Now, this is the piece to where we have trouble in, because the access, my God, to different things in this room that with your name on it, that has your blessing on it, you got a room of your blessing, room of your miracle, room of your peace, room of your joy, room of your rest. Y'all hear me? You have different rooms. Now, the access point, first of all, in this room, my God Almighty, is where we have a little trouble at. It's where to where we trying to get it. But first of all, you cannot access something if you're not in place. Other words, you cannot access something in God if you're not in place within God. My God Almighty. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 19 verse says, I love those who love me. He loved who? I love those who love me. And those who forsake, seek me, find me. Y'all hear me? So he loved those who love him. I got a question. Do you love God? That's the first thing that a child and a mother or a parent, they become a bond. It becomes a love bond, an unbreakable bond. I can care less how bad your child may be, how terrible your child may be, what your child may do. I hear parents, even child, they get themselves in some serious natural trouble, amen, where judgment comes upon their life. They probably look at the child and say, listen, I don't like what my child did, but guess what? I still love my child. That's still my child. Y'all better hear me. Well, then we'll also go back to our book of Zechariah. When the man of God was up, his garment was dirty, his turban was all jacked up. Y'all hear me? My God, God might not like what he did to get in that perspective, but at the end of the day, he still defended who? His child. My God, that's a praise moment right there. God might not like what you do. He might not like what you say. He might not like how you carry on. He might not like how you be acting. He might not like your personality. He might not like, my God, the way you come from. But guess what? God is still trying to tell you that you are his child. You are his daughter. He still got your back. He probably wants you to clean up some things because there's some actions in some ways that he doesn't like. But that doesn't mean that you are not a child of God. That's a preach moment right there. That doesn't mean who you are in Christ or change the status. Y'all better hear me. It's still my child. It's still my, that's what you telling the devil on your end. I understand that they got the past. I understand they do all this. But can I tell you something, devil? The Lord rebuke you because that's still my child. And God talked about it. My God, the Bible talked about it in Zechariah. Is this a snake that been plucked out of the fire? This is an individual that I plucked out of fire. I plucked out of their mess. I plucked out of their child. I plucked out of their, my God Almighty. I understand. God understand who you are. But the question is, do you really understand who God is? My God Almighty. Watch this. My God Almighty. 1 John 3:6, it says, no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. Watch this. I'm going to say that again. No one that lives in him, my God, keep on sinning. In other words, practice sin. My God. Other words, keep doing things because you get the torment out of it. You just feel like no self-control, no restraint. My God, we don't have to come and preach you to about repenting. Repent. Change your sin. Stop doing this. And my God, the Bible says in 1 John 3:6, no one who lives in him keep on what? Sinning. No one lives in him. Therefore, we're dealing with people that is able to keep on doing what they want to do. No change taking place. Things are not moving. You know why? Because you are not in him. You're living on the outside of him, but you are not living in him. I remember as a young man, my God Almighty, that when I entered into the presence of God, nobody then had to preach to me and tell me what you're doing is wrong. It's something, my God, when you live in God, something will begin to take a hold of you. You don't need nobody to come and give you no scripture. A change will take place because you know that day. My God, you'll know something in you say, nah, that's not right. You don't need to go there today. You don't need to experience that there. You don't need to go along with that group. You don't need to go along with that. You need to stop doing that. You know that's wrong. You will get an eerie feeling inside of you that I don't step out of the will of God. If you ever watch this, if you ever step into God, and if you ever step out of God, it's a big difference. It's a big difference. You feel so, you're missing something. It's something that is not right. It's a void there. My spirit just feeling eerie. I just need to go and pray. I just need to go and spend some time. I feel like I don't walk away from God. By God Almighty, that's letting you know that you just step out of what the will or out of God. God. You just stepped out of God. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Watch this. The Bible says, no one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Once again, it goes right back to the place where we're talking about experience. Amen. So, in other words, the Bible says, if you can keep on doing what you want to do, that means you have not had experience with him. It says, seen him or what? Known him. You don't know your father. You don't know your mother. Because you don't know them, you don't understand what is required of you, my God, from this family. This family has rules and rules that you have to recognize. This family got a legacy that is leaving behind for generation after generation. This family name is meaning very important. This family name is still mentioned for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I understand Rockefeller got a great name. I understand Rollins got a great name. But the kingdom of God, no matter what, going to pass away. But the Bible said, his word, my God, going to stand. His word going to stand. So it's a pleasure. You need to embrace your name. You got a name attached to with the kingdom. You got a name attached with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. You got a name, my God Almighty, that you will experience eternal life with him. You're walking with, my God, a history maker. You're walking with a game changer. You're walking, y'all gotta hear me this morning. You're walking with somebody that's bringing an impact that got royalty and legacy that is living here and don't left an imprint on this earth. That name that you picked up when you accepted him as your personal savior, that name has value. But we've got to learn how to work it. My God, I'm going to watch this. 1 John 4, 6 through 7. And it says, we are from who? God. We are from who? God. We are from who? God. Spiritual. We are from who? Our mothers and parents. My God, natural. Y'all hear me? My God. And whoever knows God, listen to who? To us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. That's the piece right there. Stop trying to make everybody listen. Because not everybody is from the family, even though they confess, say they are from the family. Y'all hear me? Only the one that is from the same kind of bloodline, the same kind of, my God, generation line in the heavens, my God, will hear you. Not everybody going to hear you. My God, you got to understand that. Stop being upset because people are not hearing you. You got to understand that doesn't mean, even though I'm a Christian, I go to First Calvary, Capricorn, Baptist Church, the Hamazah, that doesn't mean because they're sitting up in the church house. This don't have anything to do with a building where you worship at. Deal with a church that you meet by once or twice a week or when you have revival. This got something to do with if I'm in the church or not in the church. The kingdom of God, I still dwell in. If I'm home laying in a bed, I'm still dwelling in the kingdom of God. If I'm, my God, y'all hear me. If I'm in a grocery store, I'm still dwelling in the kingdom of God. If I'm riding in a car, I'm still dwelling in the kingdom of God. If I'm in a doctor's office, I'm still dwelling in the kingdom, my God, of God. Are you dwelling in the kingdom of God? This is how we recognize the spirit of truth in the spirit of falsehood. Okay, this is how we recognize what? The spirit of truth and also the spirit of foolishness. People that is about, my God, people are, that is about their father business, they're going to listen to truth. People are about that foolishness, they ain't going to pay you no mind. I can tell us what kind of scripture you come with. Stop wasting your time. You got to stay and keep your sanity in your father's where? House. Amen. Stop wasting your time. Even scripture talk about shake the dust off your feet. Amen. Amen, my God Almighty. So now we understand and we're experiencing being in God, the importance of being in God, who's not in God. If I can evaluate my situation, evaluate what's going on around me, evaluate these different things. Now we got rooms and access. My God, I'm going to tap into this. I'm going to end this and turn this back over to Pastor Smith. I'm just going to tap on it because of time's sake. Amen. We talked about, my God, you sitting in your living room yesterday. You got a refrigerator full of food. And you sitting there, you say, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. That is your house. You got access to everything that is in that house. You got legal rights to everything that is in that house. You got a house, a refrigerator full of food. You got drinks in there to deal with your thirst and also to deal with your hunger. But you're sitting in the house and you're saying, I'm hungry. You're calling everybody that you can call. You're calling everybody and saying, listen, I'm hungry. Can you buy me something to eat? They ask you, you don't have nothing to eat in that house? No, I don't have nothing to eat in the house. I don't have nothing to drink in the house. Why? Because you bring in your experience on what you have in front of you, not what is guaranteed to you. Y'all better hear me on that one. Not what's not guaranteed to you. Y'all better hear me. My God, and you're seeing what's in front of you. The refrigerator is in the kitchen. Your chair is in the living room. Your chair probably facing the TV or facing an area to where conversation or socialization could take place. But because you don't see it in front of you, you feel so you don't have it because even though it's still in the house. How many of us feel so we don't have something because we don't see it in front of us? Uh-oh, that's a shout mama right there. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Because you don't see it in front of you, that doesn't mean you don't have it. When you're in your Father's house, in your will of your Father, everything that you need is in the house. Can I get a shout in the Holy Ghost right there? Everything that you need is in the house. The problem is you have not took the time or the teachers. This is where teachers come in at, because this is the point to where a child at a certain age, they go where? Go to school. And when they go to school, they deal with teachers that been proven, don't went to school themselves and been proved, my God, proved by the administration that you have the capability to teach our children, or in this case, to teach our thought. You got a degree. You went through the what you had to go through to teach this subject. Same thing in a fivefold ministry. We are teachers on different levels, different titles. When it's time for you to come into the school, that's your church, that's your local church, that's your school. Amen. My God Almighty, you come there to learn, to get in power. My God Almighty, that's where our place at. Guess what? We have authority at that moment to pour into you because we approve. Now, I don't believe that the school system going to allow somebody who didn't finish school, y'all got to catch me on this one because I'm finna run with this one, that didn't finish school, my God, or would you approve that somebody who didn't finish school, didn't finish math, didn't finish social study, get in front of your kid and teach your kid even though they didn't finish? What are they going to give your kids? What are they going to show your kid? You didn't finish school. Well, can I put to do a little side step and a pause? Why are we allowing people that is not qualified to pour into our life? Y'all better hear me. Why are we allowing people that have not finished the race? Y'all better hear me to try to tell me how to finish the race. You don't drop down. You run from pillow to post. You jumping from here. You jumping from there. You get mad. You want to quit. My God Almighty, you get mad. But now you want to try to come in front of the class and teach? Y'all better hear me. You got to watch who you eating from. You got to watch, my God Almighty, who allowed, my God, you to teach you. Y'all hear me this morning? So therefore, that's where the fivefold comes in at. We are nothing but a school, nothing but teachers, nothing but have different ranks, different degrees, same thing in the school system. You got, professors, you got doctors, you got different different ones in different categories that teach philosophy to us, to our students on different grade levels. Y'all hear me? But watch this, if you don't know what's in your house or how to maneuver in your house, you're going to act like a visitor. My God, you're going to act like a visitor that has some sense. I'm going to put it that way. A visitor. When a visitor comes in your house, a visitor's job is not to roam all over your house. Their job is not to go in your bedroom. Y'all got to hear it. My wife, she has a strong, she has, regardless of what type of function or family get-togethers in our house, she got a strong territory area about her bedroom. She set it off. I don't care who's here. No, this is my space. Amen. A visitor got to respect, my God, different areas and different rooms in your house. A visitor, they come in after you invite them in. Most of the time, they come to the living room and sit themselves down. And if they want to go to the bathroom, they got to ask. If they want to drink the water, they got to get permission. Amen? You are not a visitor in your father's house. Can I say that again? You're not a visitor in your father's house. You sons and daughters of the Most High King, stop treating your father like you're a visitor. You go ahead and claim it. You go ahead. You don't have to ask for no miracle. That's in your father's house. You go ahead and claim your miracle. You don't have to ask for a financial turnaround. That's in your father's house. Your father got everything in his house. You go ahead and claim your finances turnaround. You go ahead and get up and drink from the well, that you will never have a thirst again. Somebody give God a prayer. You are in your father's house. You're not a visitor. Yeah. You don't have to come in. My God, the father wants you in the house, but baby, you can maneuver inside of the house. That's your father's house. That's the legal right that you have. My God, I know that some ask. Well, some things in the father's house, you don't need to ask for. It's already due to you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all other words, your father got a storehouse. My God, your father got a pantry with everything that you need in it. You just need it. Watch this. I'm finna go. You know how sometimes you might get a child or somebody that you really know, they're really close to you, they ask crazy questions. And sometimes you'll give a crazy answer. And sometimes you don't give no answer at all. Because it's a crazy question. Many of us, are we asking God a crazy question? That's why he's not answering? Oh, Jesus. Are we asking God some crazy question? That's why we're not answering. Amen. Oh, God, I need to ask you about this person. Dude, I need to let this person in my door? Do I need to, you know, this person backbiting, lying, doing all this kind of stuff, and you're going to come home and ask your mother, he's stealing, this person is stealing, this person robbing people, this person doing all kinds of stuff, and your parents know all about it. Your parents don't see them on the news. And you're going to bring this other person to your parent house and ask your parent, say, Mama, can they stay over? Can he sleep over? If your parent is raising you, my God, to be leaders, not followers, and to stay away from things that is illegal, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They probably just have, y'all got to go head on, so I get out of character. Are we saying or bringing things to God that God said, I just know you ain't asked me that. I just know you ain't doing that. And I already told you I gave you the power. Oh, y'all better hear me this morning. When you're in your father's house, there's a different operation, and there's a different how we maneuver. I know I just put a lot of information in a short period of time, but there's a different how we maneuver. You're not a visitor. You don't have to go and ask certain things in your father's house. That's where, my God, I kind of, my God, look at the teachers in the gospel and kind of fault us. Because we're trying to deliver people to something to where they already have it. You don't need to give me anything to trigger or activate your healing. You already have it. The Bible you must talk about, you already have your healing. Faith without works is dead. Your mind, your natural mind, brain, it believes what it sees. But your mind believes in a place of faith what it don't see. And it knows it's dead.
Yeah.
You might not see the refrigerator because of how your furniture in the house is positioned and where you are sitting. But that doesn't mean the refrigerator is not in the kitchen. It doesn't mean that your blessing is not in the house. It doesn't mean that your joy is not in the house. It doesn't mean that. Regardless if it's a storm outside of the house, it doesn't mean that the storm is in the house. Y'all got to hear me right there. It doesn't mean that. We cannot interpret what's going on outside of the house as if it's for me in my house. Because in my house, we're going to love, we're going to pray, we're going to seek the face of God. And I pray, my God, this morning, that many of you that is listening, you will never look at your father's house the same way. You got to begin to learn how to maneuver in the house. You got to know the structure in the house. I want to apologize to each and every one of you ones that are listening all over the world, because from what I can see, that we have not begun to do a great job to teach you how to maneuver in the house. But you have to study and take something upon yourself to show yourself approved. You got to get to know your father before you get to know your teacher. I already know my father before I got exposed to my teacher or to the one that is going to be governed over my life for a certain period of time. That's my apostle, pastor, evangelist, or whoever God placed in my life, my mentors. I was already exposed to my parents. You are already exposed as a child to your mother and father before you be exposed to your teacher. That teaching you the concept and different things of life, giving you an education. Because we have not been exposed to our father first, and we've been exposed to man, this is where we're having a problem. This is where the trust is not coming in at. Because my trust doesn't come from my teacher. I trust that my teacher is teaching me right, and when a child goes to school, they ain't even thinking about that. They ain't thinking about, is my teacher teaching me right? Is this information they're giving me correct? They're taking what the teacher says. They're learning, and they're getting ready for their test. Are you doing something what Pastor Smith says a good bit of time? Are you going to buck the system? We have kids today that want to buck the system and put everything on the teacher. Education want to buck the system. Are we doing the same thing with God, bucking the system? I'm going to say this, and I want to go, because everything that we need and everything that we want is in the house. We're experiencing lack because we are not in the house, and we're trying to use our natural brain to bring our understanding to what's going on in the spirit realm. God will do stuff to blow your mind. But if you don't know who your daddy is, you will never catch the concept of what he is doing. God bless you all. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Praise God for those words. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody, praise God. We're living in the last days. Take heed to your life. Take heed to your commitment to Christ. Take heed to his word. Take heed to how you live in God's house. For there are many mansions. They're not shacks. Oh, no. Take heed on today. Blessings and honor unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And the thing about it, as the apostle was saying, we should do more praise and thanking. Because God already know our needs, and he will supply them according to his riches and glory. He said, I believe it, and that settles it. Now you, come on back Monday evening at 7 p.m. Until then, you be blessed of the Lord. Invite somebody out to church so that they may find out who Jesus is and who their daddy is. Praise God. Be bold, be courageous, have zeal. Tell them about the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell them about a man who will save their souls. Oh, yes, it ain't over. Oh, no, it ain't over till God said that it is over.
Amen.
Tell somebody on the day that God loves them and so do you. Be safe out there this weekend and give God the glory. Until then, you have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
To gaze upon